Well, we're going to be chatting about a former Sydney Kings coach, and that's going to be Andrew Gaze. Good morning to you, Brad Rosen.
Good morning, team. How are you going?
Yeah, good. When I say a former Sydney Kings coach and Andrew Gaze, he's still the coach till the end of the year, starting next Thursday with the start of the semi-finals against Melbourne.
Yep, that's exactly right. And there's been a lot of talk this week. You know, was it the right time? Wasn't it the right time? I think Andrew has done 100% correctly. If he's not going to be there next year, he's told his team. There's a lot of speculation. You know what it's like when you're a player. You're like, will he be here next year? Won't he? All of that's gone. They don't have to worry about anything. And more than anything, he can coach freely. Not have people thinking, what's he doing next year? How's it going? Now they can just coach. And now there should be the hashtag, do it for Drewy. Go those Kings.
It'd be nice to see Andrew Gaze finish his time up here with the Kings with a premiership, because basketball was struggling, and in particular here in Sydney. He gave it a profile, he gave it a voice, and he's been able to sort of get the team that he wanted now, and he's got a chance of winning that championship. So I think it'd be good for Andrew personally if he was able to win the competition. But who's going to take over? And is Rob Beveridge the person, we believe, and that's been speculated in the paper, the man to take over?
100%, and so he should be. He's got a great relationship with Andrew Bogut, Brad Newley from the Under-19 World Championships many years ago. He's coached Kevin List to a championship in Perth and then had him for an additional year in Illawarra. I know that he is such a player's coach. The players love him. They adore to him. And I think he'd be a perfect fit. He's coached in a big city like Perth, so he knows what comes with that. The last thing you want to do is go and get like a rookie coach that just, you know, coaching in the NBL is really tough. Coaching in Sydney is another level. And I just think they need someone that can cope with that. And I think he'd be right up there.
Yeah, in saying all that, the Sydney Kings probably didn't have to say to Andrew, look, we're going to the marketplace to find the best candidate to coach the Sydney Kings, when it looks all the way along Rob Beveridge is the man they wanted. Mm. He's now resigned from the final year of his contract with the Illawarra Hawks, so he's available. So it's all a coincidence.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it looks too much like it's going to do that way. But look, I think it's great. I think that's exactly what the club needs. Loz, you're right in what you were saying, that, you know, you hope that they go out with a bang, and that's exactly what they need to do. And I just think it's just great. I think you've got to pay credit to... Andrew Gaze has won 42 games and lost 42 games. He's 50%. That's not an awful coaching record at all. And 3 years ago, he took this team when they were on their knees with Jeff Van Groningen and Harvey Lister. And all three of those need to be accredited, because what's the number one thing you want to do when you're a coach? Leave the club in a better shape than when you started.
Yep.
That is a tick for Andrew Gaze.
Yeah, most definitely there. What about the Boomers last night beating Kyrgyzstan? Well, it was common knowledge we were going to win, but we had a lot of guys make their debut for the Boomers.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So just for our listeners, obviously, the number one Boomers team, if you call it, are obviously, we've got 11 players in the NBA. Obviously, they're not available because they're playing in the NBA. So it's picked from all the Australian talent. So obviously, the first thing is the four teams that are in the playoffs, none of those players are playing, or one or two maybe, but none of those players are available. So it gave young guys an opportunity to get blooded into the Australian team that could be there in a few years' time. I think Andre Lamanis picked a great team. It was always going to be a win. It's the sixth window. There's no question that we're already in the World Championship, so win or loss, it didn't matter. But it was great. Everyone got a good burn. Young guys made it. And also, for Sydney boy, Fred Weeks. He now plays for New Zealand, but this guy was literally playing in the development team of the Kings. He had to go to Germany to find a gig. Now he's gone from Illawarra to Cairns, and now he's killing it in New Zealand, and now he made his Australian debut. So fantastic story for our little Sydney boy, Jared Weeks.
Okay, quick tips for next Thursday, mate, because we'll chat with you next Friday morning, okay? So $1.62 Melbourne at home in the first of the semi-finals against the Kings, $2.30.
I would the heart obviously says Sydney, but this Melbourne of 10 wins out of the last 11 games, I can't see Sydney getting that one on the road. They'll come home and win one and then toss a coin for that third. That's my prediction.
Yeah, what about Perth taking on Brisbane Bullets?
Yeah, Perth to win that. Brisbane scraped in. Perth at home in front of 13,000 people. Too strong.
Yeah, okay. They're paying $1.30, Perth Wildcats. Outsiders, $3.50, the Brisbane Bullets, but you'd think Perth would be far too strong at home.
Yeah, I think they will. Look, Brisbane are good enough. You know, they've got some great players, but Perth at home with 13,000 people. Wrap it up.
And they are the current favourites overall to win the title at the tab, $2.75. Now, give us one more.
Go those Kings! Come on, get those Melbourne United team.
We'll chat.
Boys,